I was looking at the budget breakdown for a corporate training program the other day, just a standard compliance rollout. And the numbers, they honestly just didn't make any sense. They were lopsided in the weirdest way.
Let me guess. The software was surprisingly cheap, but the content creation part was astronomically expensive.
Exactly. It's this paradox you see everywhere now. Companies, universities, they go out and they buy these incredible learning management systems. LMS platforms like EKUL, which is the infrastructure we're looking at today.
Oh,
They have
yeah.
the servers, the analytics, the mobile apps, all the security certifications. They've built this magnificent highway, but then they realize they ran out of money to buy the cars.
We call that the infrastructure trap. You bought the library building, it's beautiful, the lighting is perfect.
You can't afford the book.
You can't afford the books. And historically, you had two really bad choices to fill those shelves. You either pay a fortune to a production studio to make high-end video, or you force your employees to read a 40-page PDF on their phone.
Which nobody does.
Which absolutely nobody does. So the infrastructure just sits there completely underutilized. It's a Ferrari in the garage with no gas.
Right. So the sources for this deep dive are proposing a third option. We're looking at the collision of that infrastructure eco with a new kind of engine, the Auto Content API. And I want to be really clear for everyone listening right off the bat, this is not just ChatGPT writing a multiple choice quiz.
Oh, not at all. No, that's a parlor trick compared to what we're talking about here.
This is about programmatic, industrial scale media generation. It's being pitched as the, quote, Notebook LM API alternative, but specifically for the enterprise.
I think of it as the difference between writing an email and building a printing press. One is manual, the other is a system. Auto Content API takes raw data text, URLs, messy internal documents, PDFs, and it structurally transforms them into podcasts, videos, and quizzes without a human in the loop.
And that's the claim we really need to test today, right? Can
Yes.
you actually automate high quality education, or are we just flooding the system with AI slop? Because the potential for garbage in, garbage out here seems massive.
It is a risk, for sure. But when you look at how a platform like EKCool is integrating this, it's less about replacing human creativity and more about solving that empty shelf problem we started with. It's about volume and accessibility.
Okay, let's start with the audio side first, because these audio overviews are having a serious moment right now. Everyone's playing with Google's Notebook LM.
Oh, yeah.
You drop in a PDF, and two AI hosts chat about it. It's fun. I've done it with my own notes. But the sources emphasize that Auto Content API fills the enterprise gap. So why? Why can't a business just use the free Google tool? What's the need for an API?
It really comes down to workflow and scale.
Yeah.
Notebook LM it's a consumer island. You, the human, you have to go there, upload a file, wait, download the audio, and then re-upload it somewhere else.
It's a manual process.
It's totally manual. It's fine for one document, maybe
Yeah.
two.
But it doesn't scale if you're a university.
Exactly. Let's look at the EKNO data. They work with the Addis Ababa Education Bureau in Ethiopia.
Wow.
They are serving something like 7 million students.
7 million. That's a massive user base.
It is. So imagine they have a repository of, say, 1,000 textbooks. With a consumer tool, you would need a human being to manually upload every single chapter, wait for it to generate, download it, and then re-upload it to EK Shu. It's physically impossible.
Okay, so how does the API integration change that workflow?
It makes it invisible. The EKO system talks directly to the Auto Content engine. They set up a trigger. So when a new textbook or a new policy document gets added to the database, the system automatically sends a request to the API's podcast endpoint.
An endpoint is just a specific digital command, right? Like you're ordering off a menu.
Pretty much, yeah. You
Yeah.
send the raw text and you say, I want the deep dive style podcast. The API process of it generates the script. It synthesizes the voices, two distinct characters, maybe a skeptic and an expert, kind of like us.
And that all happens in the background.
While the administrators are sleeping, and then suddenly, EKUL isn't just hosting a PDF of Introduction to Biology, it's hosting a private radio station discussing biology, specifically tailored to those chapters.
And the retention on this is supposed to be way better. The source material claims this audio overview style beats standard text-to-speech by a mile.
Well, because text-to-speech is boring. Let's be honest. It's a robot reading a dictionary. It puts you to sleep.
Right.
This API is generating a conversation. It can use humor. It uses analogies. It has pacing. It turns passive reading into active listening.
Which is crucial for corporate clients, too. I saw Gentech QA listed as an EKO client. They do compliance training.
Compliance is the perfect use case for this. Usually it's, here's the new 20-page policy on data security. Please read it.
And nobody reads it.
Nobody reads it. But what if the LMS automatically generates a 10-minute audio summary where two people discuss why the policy matters?
Like, hey, do you see the new password rule? It's kind of annoying. Yeah, but remember what happened with that data breach last year?
Exactly that. That's the dialogue. And employees can listen to that on the drive to work. It just takes all the friction out of learning.
Okay, I buy the audio argument. Podcasts are great. People love them. But video, this is where I get a little skeptical. The sources claim AutoContent API can generate explainer videos for about 400 credits.
Which is roughly €4.
$4 for a video. Now, I've seen cheap AI video. It's usually that uncanny valley stuff, you know. Weird, blinking, robotic movements, hands with six fingers. Are we really saying a serious company like AppTech, another EKO client, is going to use $4 videos for legitimate training?
I think you have to adjust your expectations of the format. We are not talking about replacing a cinematic brand commercial that airs during the Super Bowl. We are talking about vertical shorts. Think TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts.
The doom scroll format.
The engagement format. Look, corporate training has this massive long tail problem. You've got your flagship product. Sure, hire a film crew for that. Spend the 10 grand. But what about the minor update to the expense reporting software? Or the new safety protocol for the warehouse printer?
You are never going to hire a film crew for that. It's way too expensive. It just stays as a text manual.
Precisely. And because it stays as text, nobody reads it. So the AutoContent API allows you to just flood that long tail with video. You upload the spec sheet, and the API creates a faceless video.
Faceless.
Yeah, you know, stock footage, kinetic typography, maybe an AI avatar presenting the key points in 60 seconds.
Oh, right. Those faceless channels are huge on YouTube. It's basically stock footage with a voiceover and subtitle.
It is. And it's incredibly effective for information transfer. The API automates the whole thing. The script writing, the asset selection, the voiceover, and the subtitles.
So it's not about winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
It's about being better than a PDF.
It's about friction. If a sales rep can watch a 60-second vertical video on the new product pricing while they're walking into a client meeting, they're informed. If they have to download a PDF, pinch and zoom on their phone, they're going in blind. The cost arbitrage here, dropping from, say, $3,000 to $4,000, means you can make a video for everything.
You fill every single empty shelf in that library?
Every last one. And a platform like EKO already supports interactive video and virtual classrooms, so these assets just drop right into the existing player.
There's another layer to this accessibility argument, though. We've talked about format audio versus text, but what about language? I was looking at EKO's footprint. They're heavy in the Middle East. The region selector shows UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait.
Yeah, they support over 60 countries globally.
So if I'm a multinational using EKO and I produce that safety video in English, I usually have a massive bill to then localize it. Dubbing is expensive. Translating technical manuals is a complete nightmare.
And this is where the API's instant globalization comes in. And this is really cool tech. It doesn't just translate the text. It uses the audio files we just talked about to resynthesize the speech in the target language.
So the podcast host or the video avatar is now speaking Arabic.
Seamlessly. And because it understands the context of the conversation, it captures the intonation. It's not just translating words, it's localizing the delivery.
That's huge for compliance and technical training.
It is. If you're a course author on EKATool, you create the lesson once in English. The API then populates the LMS with local versions for the UAE, India, and the US simultaneously. It just multiplies the total addressable market of your content instantly.
But there's a bigger problem with content than just language. It's decay. The second you finish a course on marketing trends, it's already obsolete. The world moves too fast.
The static content trap. This is probably my favorite part of this whole integration because it actually changes the definition of what a course is.
Yeah.
AutoContent API has a deep research endpoint.
How is that different from just asking a chatbot a question?
It's connected to the live web. It's designed to browse, to read, and to verify sources. So imagine a living course on EKOL about, say, artificial intelligence or cryptocurrency. You set up a recurring trigger. Every morning at 6 a.m., the API scans the Financial Times, TechCrunch, SEC filings, whatever trusted sources you give it.
It's doing the homework for you.
It reads the articles. It synthesizes the top three stories and it generates a daily briefing podcast episode that gets pushed into the LMS before the students or employees even wake up.
So the curriculum is writing itself in real time.
Based on trusted sources, and it cites them. So EKL transforms from a repository of old files into a live, curated news feed.
That is incredible, but it does raise a practical question. If the content is new every single day, how do you test people on it? You can't have someone write a new quiz every morning.
Well, you can't, but the API can. See, EKL has a robust assessment and quiz builder, and the Auto Content API has a specific output for quizzes. It reads that new article it just found, it generates the multiple choice questions, identifies the correct answer, creates the distractors, and it feeds that data directly into the EKL quiz engine.
Wait, hold on. So the machine learns the new topic.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches the student about the new topic,
yeah,
and then it tests the student on the new topic.
All without any human intervention. That is the automated enterprise.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly efficient, but I have to ask the uncomfortable question. If the API is writing the script, recording the audio, editing the video, and even making the quiz, what is the human educator doing? Did we just automate the teacher out of the room?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we have definitely changed their job description. You stop being a content creator and you start being a content architect.
What's the distinction there?
Well, a creator is down in the weeds, mixing the cement and laying the bricks. They're worrying about microphone levels, finding stock photos, rendering video files. An architect designs the building. They decide what needs to be taught. They curate the sources. They set the guardrails for the AI.
So you spend your time on strategy and student support rather than fighting with video editing software.
Exactly. It frees up the human to do the high-touch work, mentorship, answering complex questions, facilitating group discussions, all the things the machine can't do while the machine handles the raw information transfer.
It's a compelling vision. We're moving from a scarcity model, where good content was rare and expensive, to a model of real abundance.
And that leads to the final frontier here, which is hyper-personalization.
Right. If the content is virtually free to produce, why are we giving every student the exact same podcast?
That's the future that a platform like EKL is really hinting at. Right now, personalized learning usually just means, okay, you take module A and I take module B.
Yeah.
It's still pre-canned content. But imagine a future where the LMS knows that I struggle with statistics, but I love soccer. And it knows you struggle with history, but you love to cook.
Okay.
The API could generate a unique podcast just for me, explaining standard deviation using penalty kick data. And for you, it explains the French Revolution using kitchen analogies.
A class of one for everyone.
Generated on the fly for pennies. That is the future we're looking at. It's not just about filling the shelves anymore. It's about building a completely custom library for every single user.
That is a mind-bending possibility, from empty shelves to a custom library for everyone. It really changes the value proposition of a platform like EKO. It's not just the road anymore. It's the travel agent, the driver, and the vehicle all in one.
Ideally, yes. For a small business, the app techs of the world, it means they can punch way above their weight class. They can have training materials that look like they came from a Fortune 500 company. And for the big universities, it means they can finally keep up with the speed of information.
Well, for anyone sitting on a stack of PDFs and a very quiet LMS, I think the path forward is pretty clear. You don't need more writers. You need a better engine.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for diving in with us. We will catch you on the next one.